Michigan's home foreclosure rate is tumbling. During the Great Recession, Michigan's foreclosure rate was among the nation's highest and at times the highest in the nation. Today, Michigan ranks 15th. Darren Bloomquist is with Realty Track. And Darren, just what's behind this slowdown in foreclosures?
You know, I think that Michigan was one of the first states that we saw to go down this path of higher foreclosures, and now it's leading the charge out of the foreclosure crisis as well, because I think the fundamental reason that this is happening is that the state has been able to work more quickly through the bad loans that really triggered the foreclosure crisis more quickly than some other states. Michigan has a foreclosure process that on average takes about 307 days, which may sound like a long time, but that's well below the national average. The national average is 526 days to complete a foreclosure. So Michigan has worked through the foreclosures more quickly, and the bad loans that were really at the root of this housing crisis over the last 7 years have either already been foreclosed on in Michigan, or the homeowners have gotten a loan modification or refinanced or even sold their property as a short sale in many cases for the bulk of those bad loans.
Now, you have said, Darren, that this doesn't mean there aren't still problems with the housing market in our state, but I like your term, we have stopped the bleeding. What challenges still remain?
Yes, I think there's certainly some challenges that remain. One of those is that there's still a lot of homeowners who are underwater on their mortgages. In Michigan, we're showing 37% of homeowners with a mortgage in Michigan owe more than the property is worth. Now, the rising home prices that we're seeing in recent months are going to help those people get out of that position, but it's going to take some time. That is the fourth highest, by the way, nationwide, and behind Nevada and Florida are above Michigan in terms of that underwater. So that's one of the big challenges, is until those homeowners have positive equity in their homes, you still have a big segment of the market that really can't participate in buying and selling real estate. They're kind of stuck in their homes. And then the other challenge I think that's facing Michigan is still a lot of homes that have already been foreclosed but are just sitting there and have not yet been sold by the banks. And so that's another challenge going forward.
But overall, if you owned a home in Michigan and you've been worried about whether it's being underwater or losing your home to foreclosure, does this mean you can breathe a little easier?
It does. I think that that if you've been able to stick it out this long, that we're seeing home prices rise at very quick paces and at a very quick pace in Michigan, and there's a lot of room for growth, honestly, with the prices there. So I think that you can breathe a little easier and look forward to regaining that equity in your home, hopefully in the next couple of years, even if you are still underwater.
That was Darren Bloomquist of Realty Track. He joined us from their offices in California.